This is a case study called The Curious Case of Diana and Her Uncle Charlie's World War II PTSD. Diana is 75 years old and had lifelong terrors from stories her Uncle Charlie told her of being in a Japanese prisoner of war camp in World War II. I saw her once about 20 years ago. I started out by telling Diana about my work with people who had life-challenging diseases. One of them was named Carol, who had been in the hospice program and then left it. And she was very religious, Catholic, and she wrote out for her Catholic Women's Support Group all of the reasons that she didn't want to stay in hospice, which she got out of, and didn't want to take any more cancer treatments. She then later took this writing and put it in a Ziploc bag and threw it out in the trance. She lived another 17 years more, incidentally. I suggested to Diana that she write about what she wanted permanently removed from her life to free her from her Uncle Charlie's stories, and then be able to discard in some way that she would choose. She could read this to somebody else or not read it at all, but find some way of really getting rid of it. And then I asked Diana if there was perhaps something like a voice within her, or maybe some evil spirit that got her to continue to hear Uncle Charlie's stories. And she responded almost immediately with the subconscious agent. Well, I thought that was pretty long, and I said, well, can we call that subcon, or maybe even SC? Then I asked her, who or what could go inside her and completely and permanently remove subcon? And she said universal healing spirit, which we reduced to UHS. I asked her how she relaxed, and she agreed that paying attention to her breathing would work. Then I asked her to tell me if she had a real or imaginary place that was she could go to within her mind that was safe and secure, and stay there. So we then started out with the following. Diana, if you're comfortable now, closing your eyes or looking off into the distance, please do that. And just pay attention to your breathing, noticing each breath as it comes in and goes out. With each inhale, chest and belly are softly rising, and then with each exhale, all of those muscles are just relaxing. Just one breath at a time, one heartbeat. Occasionally, Diana, a stray thought may wander through your mind. Notice it, thank it for being there, and just go back to this breath and the next one. And now, within your mind, just drift off to your own safe and secure, protective place. Enjoy being there. Look around your own safe and secure place. And while you are there, something interesting happens. And what happens is coming closer to you is your universal healing spirit, or UHS, a powerful, knowledgeable, experienced force and entity. And UHS comes closer to you, touching perhaps a shoulder or your arm. And UHS knows exactly where within you subcon or SC is located. And UHS reaches within you to that place where subcon is, and with a powerful, steely grip with its hand, just encompasses and grips and holds completely and permanently and hard subcon. And then UHS, holding on to subcon, gently and easily leaves your body, goes out the window and flies up above the stratosphere. And up there above the stratosphere, universal healing spirit just kind of winds up and throws subcon out towards the sun at the speed of light. And we know, do we not, that it will take 8 minutes at the speed of light for subcon to enter the sun's atmosphere, to fall within it into the incredible heating energy that is there. And within the sun, subcon just completely disintegrates into tiny little particles. And the universal healing spirit, having completely gotten rid of subcon, knows and recognizes that within you there's kind of an empty space or hole where subcon used to reside. And the universal healing spirit fills that empty space with love, with strength, with courage, with ability, with wisdom, and with a sense of security and peace. And having filled that empty space, the universal healing spirit gently leaves your body and your mind and moves off a bit, and you turn within your mind and smile at the universal healing spirit and thank it for this gift. Continuing to breathe one breath at a time, one heartbeat You know, Diana, that your mind is somewhat like a recording device, a machine. So you will be able to remember whatever has happened here this afternoon. And perhaps sometime in the future when you want to re-experience, remember this, just find a quiet place. Pay attention to your breathing. And you will be able to go to your safe haven, that special place, and you will be able to remember this again. And I want to thank you, Diana, for your attention, your trust, confidence, and whenever you're ready, why just take a deep breath or two, blink your eyes and stretch a little bit and come on back to this room here and now. I have a little gift for you, Diana. Here in this jar are a whole bunch of smooth stones and other small objects. Please reach inside and take one of them as a gift from me. Diana did this, and keep that to remember what happened here this afternoon. Is there anything else, Diana? And she said no, and she got up and spontaneously reached out and hugged me and then left. So this session, which lasted about 45 minutes, is an example of doing an exorcism, and it works. And please note that the client, Diana, supplied all of the important information, how she relaxed, what her safe haven was like, a name for the controlling agent or spirit subcon in this state, and also what external power could go inside her and completely remove that evil controlling thing. And that was, she said, her universal healing spirit. One other comment. I don't like the words diagnosis PTSD, and I've just shortened that to post-traumatic stress. I don't like disorders. Thank you for listening to this, and goodbye.